It's a Diwali Jalsa presented by the Toronto Hindu Dharmic Sabha. It's on Saturday, October 28, 2023, starting at 6:30 p.m. And the venue is 7355 Thorburn Road, Mississauga. So the MC will be Roshan Shivcharan, and Fiona Saint. So they'll be performing live at the National Banquet Hall.
All right. So Art, you know what? Put your resume in. I think you're qualified for the next chair up for you. And of course, you have a face for TV too, eh? Handsome young man.
Oh, don't flatter me, Richard.
Telephone number for Pandit?
The telephone number is here. For more information, please call 647-852-9130. I repeat, 647-852-9130 and 416-832-0834. I repeat, 416-832-0834. 647-919-9043. I repeat, 647-919-9043. And the last number, 905-821-3402. 905-821-3402. Lots of food on sale. Early bird tickets, $40.
All right. So hopefully Art and his family will come by to that one. Okay, so more music. More music. Hey, Community Radio at its best. We are welcoming each and every one of you to come out to our open house at the end of the month, the last Saturday. And, bring some music. Come, take over the chair and do your thing, all right? But if Arti is here with the political leader and opposition leader of the parliament in Guyana, and he's just awaiting the arrival, as I am. So stay tuned. We're coming up with that interview in a bit. While you drive along, listen, if you're looking for some fresh fruits, vegetables, fish even, check them out. And listen, freshly baked, sweet bread and coconut bakes. Hey, let me tell you, Island People West Indian Supermarket located at 249 Queen Street East in Brampton at Queen and Hanson. They are open right now under new management. Visit them for all your fresh halal, of course, Muscovy Dot. The Drake, they still have it at $33 for a Drake. Three hens at the lady hens, okay. So only $65, $125. And of course, if you want the stewing hen. $3 for $17, can't go wrong. Gilbaga, Sig 99 a pung, 905-796-0000. Drop by and visit with them for friendly service and fair prices.
Bollywood in the six.
कब तक चुप बैठे अब तो कुछ है बोलना कुछ तुम बोलो कुछ हम बोले ओ ढोलना
कब तक चुप बैठे अब तो कुछ है बोलना कुछ तुम बोलो कुछ हम बोले ओ ढोलना
मर जाना था ये भेद नहीं था खोलना ओ ढोलना
Well, Patsy and Robert Whitred watching us, want to say hello, welcome. Hey Kamal and Suzanne, listen, log on www.caribbeanshowtime and say hi. Hey Chris Sukul, SKS Video, listen, for the best videographer, photography, you want a guy who can do it all, drone, live streaming, everything. Catch him at KS Video, okay?
चार कदम पे तुम थे, दो चार कदम पे हम थे। दो चार कदम पे तुम थे, दो चार कदम पे हम थे।
दो चार कदम ये लेकिन सौ मीलों से क्या कम थे।
फिर उस पे कदम कदम पे दिल का डोलना, हाय डोलना
ओ डोलना।
कब तक चुप बैठे, अब तो कुछ है बोलना। कुछ तुम बोलो कुछ हम बोले ओ डोलना।
You're in tune to the Bollywood in the Six mixtape. Mixtape.
प्यार की लड़ाई में जानम, तुमसे प्यार की लड़ाई में जागा मैं अकेला, रजाई में जागा मैं अकेला, रजाई में तेरी लगन, तेरी अदाएं ले गई मन। गोरे गोरे हाथों पे मेहंदी का रंग, उस पे ये शर्माने का ढंग, उस पे ये शर्माने का ढंग।
Hey, well, Nanda Maharaj, we want to say yes, it's a sunny day, Miss Sunshine. Hey, your good friend Angela DuBance wanted to say hello to you, Nanda. She too is listening. Her mommy is watching and listening. Okay, Ati, so let me hear what's happening again with that event.
Yeah, it's the Diwali Jalsa on October 28th, Saturday, October 28th, starting at 6:30 p.m. Umesh and the Wave Band will be in the house. Live performance, Mala Hari Prasad, Ashwini, Shalini Chan, Damien Sukram, Sunil Patel, Footsteps Dance School, Nadira Singh, Vinita Singh, Vishnu Tasa Group, Divinity Dance Academy, Fiona Singh. So, lots of performances, lots of...
You remember Fiona Singh? Entertainment. You remember? That's the Chupadi Chupadi. Pagli Pagli, a long time she did that one. Yeah, Chupadi, Chupadi, something like that. Well, I can't sing. So, Aarti is going to be at that event. And of course, you're listening to Shabdam Radio. Well, lots happening, and I want to let you know that we are waiting for the opposition leader
Like and repost on soundcloud.com/ The Unstoppable Junior.
The opposition leader of the Parliament of the Cooperative Republic of Guyana, and he is en route. Want to say hello and to Lindy, who is the chauffeur, the official chauffeur right now, bringing in. Is he there?
Hey, lashkara, lashkara, teri bindiya ka lashkara. से चमके चांद के पास सितारा चूड़िया बोले कंगना हाय मैं हो गया तेरा साजना तेरे बिन जी नहीं लगता मैं तो मर जावा
ले चल ले जा सोनिए ले चल ले जा दिल ले चल ले जा
चूड़ी बजी है कहीं दूर छन 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 कंगना बजा है कहीं दूर खन 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 ओ चूड़ी बजी है कहीं दूर खन 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 कंगना बजा है कहीं दूर खन 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 ये तेरा गजरा ये तेरा गजरा लुटा दूं आज इस पे तन मन धन चूड़ी बजी है कहीं दूर छन 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 कंगना बजा है कहीं दूर छन 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 छन
Hey, for all your birthday greetings, shout out, give us a call at 416-848-7772. That's 416-848-7772. Hey, don't forget Roti Roti, open right now at the corner of Albion and Islington. Roti Roti. Want to extend to each and every one of you a great weekend, and don't forget for all your catering needs, check him out, Uncle Ronnie. Where no roti is made before its time, and watch out, they're opening up some big, big ideas. Right now they have buy five, get one free mini rotis, $2.99 each. Plain shell paratha only, boneless chicken with any two veggies. You can't go wrong with that, $2.99. Tuesdays only, okay? Doubles every day, $2.99 plus that, buy five, get one free. Roti Roti Restaurant, 416-745-9208. 416-754-9208. Compliments Roti Roti, share this one.
मौसम सुहाने थे इस दिल दीवाने थे वीराने सी थी छाई आप आए बाहर आए ओ आपका ही था सबको इंतजार आपका ही था सबको इंतजार आपके लिए सबने बेकरार हवाएं घटाएं फिजाएं बागों में फूलों ने झूलों ने ली झूम के अंगड़ाई आप आए
शब्दम रेडियो ब्यूटीफुल सैटरडे You know, we've been telling you about the, we call it the Sri Lanka project. Well, we have that brother in studio with us, and we'll be talking about that. Now, we are planning an open house here, and we're hoping those of you who would like to support and help could at least prepare a new or slightly used kids' garment. Now, with the kids, you know, they grow up so fast, so whatever they're wearing this summer mightn't be able to fit them next summer, and you would hand them down, maybe. So hand them down to your cousins in Sri Lanka. We're asking you to bring them for us here, and of course we'll tell you more about that. Also, shoes, we're looking for used, slightly used or new shoes for kids. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll be speaking to the gentleman who is registered as a federally approved charity. And this guy, I mean, he's amazing. He's doing pretty good for himself here in Canada, but he's still taking up the challenge to support the less fortunate in Sri Lanka. And he will tell us more about that. Stay tuned. That's coming up. Hey, we want to say hello to Martha and the gang and all those watching us in Mahaika, Canada. Mahaika in Guyana. Let me talk to my buddy here. Mr. Art, I'm going to put you on the spot again. Tell me a little bit about Mahaika. You ever been to Mahaika? Tell me a little bit about Mahaika. Where is Mahaika? Mahaika. Now, if your government were to come into power and you were the Minister of Tourism, let me hear how you would sell Mahaika for our listeners.
Mahaika is a very beautiful part of Guyana. It has a lot of natural beauty. It's a lot of rice farming going on.
Really?
In that
Mahaika, you sure?
Yeah, they have the Mahaika River going through.
Because from what I know, and I could be wrong, I've never been there, but you know, we have the regatta, a lot of water sports, and a lot of beautiful beaches and things down there. Know about that?
Maybe now, but okay. Yeah, back in my time.
Okay. I put you on the spot again, boy. You know, yeah. Guyana, and even before Guyana became the center stage, I always tell people, if I had a choice to go to India or anywhere, right now I would have liked to go spend 2 months in Guyana. Because the savannah lands, you know, they have real cowboys in Guyana still operating? You aware of that?
Yes, in the Region 9.
Region 9, okay.
Yeah, the Rupununi
Savannah, yeah, man. And
that's where we have our rodeo, our annual rodeo as well.
Yeah. Right. So, and the mountain, the Romaima mountain.
Yeah, they have a lot of mountain range up there. And
so that's one of, I think, the 8 wonders of the world, boy. That it's above the clouds, it's a beautiful space, has been featured on National Geographic and others. So
yeah, the landscape is very beautiful up there.
Well, that's Art, and he's just giving us word that his leader is on his way, and we'll be talking to them shortly, right?
Yeah, and not only the leader will be here, he is accompanied by Ganesh Mahaipal, who is also a member of parliament, one of our young member of parliament, and he's also a member of the Central Executive Committee of the People's National Congress Reform.
Looking forward to speaking to them. Well, today is our first broadcast via this format, television, radio. We're also on Facebook. But we are going to continue right here every Saturday, bringing it to you live. Well, the cricket is taking place in Guyana, the finals, and of course a big match up today, Guyana, who it is got, Trinidad? Hey, a drilling art, you're getting ready to speak to his boss, so you don't have to get a little practice. Of course, we want to say hello, welcome to Shreen Anizam out in New Jersey. Welcome. Hey friends, listen, do me a favor. Those of you watching us on TV and never listen to the radio, well, I'm bringing the radio to you now. But we ask you again, if you could help us, both radio and television listeners, share the link, www.CaribbeanShowtime.com. We're on our Facebook page, Caribbean Showtime TV, and also live on Facebook, and of course, www.CaribbeanShowtime.com. Somebody asking for some chutney music, all right? Ye din ye mahine saal
अपना ख्याल जीना सिर्फ मेरे लिए जीना सिर्फ मेरे लिए कसम से जीना सिर्फ मेरे लिए जीना सिर्फ मेरे लिए
Okay, as requested, let me see if we can spice it up a little bit and bring on some chutney music for you. As we start off this session, we want to say hello and welcome to the new viewers, new listeners on Shabnam Radio CSTV.
It's up and running. Up and running. ShabnamRadio.com. Streaming the culture across the seas and around the world.
A big cricket carnival taking place in Guyana. Beautiful Guyana. My friend Anand Rampersad Singh of U97 is in the beautiful country, the Cooperative Republic of Guyana. And every single big artist is in town for the cricket carnival. And the matchup today, Art was just telling me, is between Trinidad and Tobago and Guyana.
I could have any girl come over. Oh, I could be single forever.
K.I. and the Best. Celebrating our 25th anniversary on Radio Shabnam. 25 years, you know, 25 years. And it's been a fun journey so far. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, well, to all the cricket fans, here is a great day for cricket indeed. A lovely day for cricket. This is the kind of vibe taking place in Guyana this evening, today, and continuing. I saw a little clip coming out from a big stadium. Oh boy, they were partying like a Guyanese, I tell you. A special mix compliment, DJ Navi. And for those of you who are figuring, well, you know, we have featured weekend every week, three, four times a week. We have the President's Diary, we have the Progress Report, we have the Weekly Diary, and so much more. And listen, guys, you know, we are here to... Okay, so we just want to let you know that we are open. We have been given our time and platform here for anyone who will approach us. So please, if you're calling in, have some respect for our guests. And, of course, we want to hear from you, too. Telephone numbers to reach us at 416-848-7772, 416-848-7772. Okay, so finally the curry is going to be tasting a little more chatak matak at Ronnie's Roti Roti. Want to say hello to Kavita. You should big up Mahaika. Thank you, my brother. Ronnie is sending his best wishes on our 25th anniversary, and of course to all the staff at Roti Roti. The ladies, this one for you. Aunties, all you need back there, take a five. Come on, we dance. Hey. Hey, Lapak and Shipping, want to say hello to you and the team, Joyce, Ricky and the gang, celebrating their 40th anniversary. Lapak and Shipping.
That is the name. Sweet man is the game. And hear the love is our. Boom.
Ramsing will talk to you so nice. Give you all the advice. Then run away with your wife. Get so mash up your married life. How it is he? They choose what technique the man has used.
Nice is sweet man. Delicious.
How it is he? They choose what technique the man has used.
Hey, Ram.
Them girls are dirty, dressy, tiny, and give them all the money.
Boom.
Ram Singh Sharma, the village Ram from Sabha.
Soon,
he have the wife and he day with the sister.
Yeah.
Ram Singh Sharma, the village Ram from Sabha.
Who
they
got that one?
Nothing.
Hey.
Nothing.
Them falling for more.
Nothing.
Hey. Shabnam Radio here. You want some more Ram Singh Sharma? We have that and much more coming up for you.
Welcome to ShabnamRadio.com. ShabnamRadio.com.
I know this is arty kind of music. Hey, one love indeed. A phrase coined by the president of Guyana and of course spreading that one love across Guyana. Today I want to ask the opposition leader, does he feel the love? You know, speaking about one love, one region, you know, I want to have a discussion, and people like Artie, you remember the days of the Federation with the late Eric William and the Jamaicans and the cause of the rift between them? Because Jamaica was claiming that the Federation didn't last because the Federation, Jamaica was saying, we're a big island, we want to be, and then Trinidad and Tobago had Eric William, and they would, you know, it's some good history coming out of the region, you know. Rich history, don't you think?
Yeah, the Caribbean has had a lot of giants back in the days, especially on the eve of independence of all those countries. Very towering leaders.
And you know, we've been talking Federation, then we have the CARICOM. And you know, when I see of lately the Caribbean heads coming together and talking about becoming the food basket and Guyana, and we see how Mia Motley and others are taking leadership and taking center stage when they're at the United Nations and all that. You know, it makes us proud. We have some stalwart from the region, and we are being noticed now, right?
The Prime Minister of Barbados
is a rock star.
She's very impressive, very intelligent, very knowledgeable. And she is a shining light in the Caribbean.
And we had leaders like the late Michael Manley, remember?
Our late leader too, Fergus Burnham, was very instrumental in the formation of CARICOM. He was the one who promoted that Caribbean unity.
I remember that, and they were celebrating CARIFESTA, and I had the opposition leader then. And he was saying, we have no money, why are we celebrating CARIFESTA? It was, the Bahamas turn. And yet, Silva, because it was the 25th, our Jagdeo, the then Prime Minister, President, chose to celebrate it then. And again, some hot waters for that because I was asking some questions. But anyway, that's what we're here for, to get a little trouble now and then. But then, Art on the hot seat. But Art is a politician, you know, he's pushing his leaders, and I like that. Hey, red wine, we are indeed enjoying some. Nope, not really. Hey, we have some coconut water, fresh coconut water, compliments Nai of Nigel's Nut. Well, those of you know when we do programs like this, come on. We don't wait so long, you know. Not even for opposition leader. Not even for prime minister. So call him, tell him double up his chances. Come on. Not looking good on his part. I ain't lying, it's a look. Keep him the back. So Art, maybe you could do this interview.
No, I don't think I'm
seriously. Let me ask you something. Because we need to. You have an event coming up tomorrow.
Yes, but that's a sold out event.
Oh, it's sold out.
So,
oh,
yeah. So,
okay.
And then we're limited by the capacity of the venue. So, unfortunately, if you show up, you will not be able to get in. So, yeah.
Oh. See, that's the support you have in Toronto.
Oh, yeah. We have.
How was the event in New York?
They were pretty successful. I've been following them on social media. But, yeah. So, we had events. Yesterday, the leader attended the Toronto Business Summit, where he was asked to deliver a speech. So he addressed the VIP reception there last night. So you had a lot of diplomats there and government officials. So it was a great event to get to meet people from the business community and the government. He went around last night also to meet the rank and file supporters of the party. A lot of folks from Guyana would congregate at the place called The Wall, which is at Jane and Wilson.
Okay.
So, yeah, so he was grounding with the roots, you
okay.
know. Yeah, he's a grassroots kind of guy.
Okay, so communication specialist for Art Rictant. Art, put in one more call. We're going to play some more music. We have a couple more interviews lined up, and please help me out here.
Push it some more. A la 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 long. A la 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 long, 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 long. Ooh, yeah. A la 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 long. A la 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 la.
Hey, Trinidad and Tobago, the most southerly isle of the beautiful tropical Caribbean. And let me say something to the cricket fans from Trinidad and Tobago. You know, listen,
okay.
I want to do this one with you all. I'm going to play something for my Trinbagonian posse. Are you ready? All right. Taking you back in time. Comes up. Okay, good. Okay, so we are told that they're here, so we'll be back.
Room for more important guests.
Ati, thanks for joining us. Thanks for accommodating us.
Yeah. I hope I did justice.
Yes. We'll see. Thank you. Hey, stay tuned. We just settling in with our guests, and we'll be right back.
This one's for you, from me, Mr. Raymond, Kayenti, love you for life. Boom, blah.
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Let me know what you want to say.
I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Let me know what you want to say.
Maybe everything's gonna be alright.
Turista.
Oh,
Anytime you need a lover, call on me. I'll be waiting. Anytime you need a lover, call on me. My heart is breaking. Baby girl, yeah.
Well, we are about to start and we want to say hello again and welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Richard Aziz and we are on television and radio today for the first time. As we continue to grow here, we are trying a little bit of different things. So we are on all IPTV boxes, those of you watching us on Amazon Fire Stick and of course on CSTV. Today we have two special guests in our studios and first I would like to say hello and welcome to Mr. Aubrey Norton, leader of the official opposition in the Guyana Parliament and leader of the PNCR. Also joining him is the Honourable Ganesh Mahipal, Member of Parliament and Member of the Central Executive of the PNCR and Shadow Minister of Local Government and Regional Development in the Guyana Parliament. Gentlemen, welcome. I know you guys run a little late, so you want to explain to our listeners what happened?
Toronto. We don't, so.
Yeah.
But we had another program, and then the traffic was one. And,
yeah.
But thank God we're here. Prepared to engage and discuss any issue that is raised.
Right. Well, I want to ask you first your welcome and greetings.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your program, and I'm sure that your listening audience will find what we have to say very interesting, and I hope that we can able to clarify whatever you seek clarity on.
Well, apart from me speaking, I would like you all to speak openly about any issues that you might have, your message you want to cascade down to nationals and, of course, the world at large, because, you know, Guyana is in center stage currently, and there's so much happening. Mr. Aubrey, how was your trip to New York?
Well, it was long. Well, I came straight from Guyana to Canada. I know if you're talking about when I was in New York.
Yes.
Excellent. You know, I've been able to meet with a lot of Guyanese, both in Brooklyn and in Queens, and so it was a good meeting. Normally when the leadership went to the United States, they tend not to go to Queens, where the PPP stronghold is. In this case, we were in Queens, and I was happy to engage and exchange views with the Guyanese there. So generally, the visit to the United States was extremely good.
And your trip, how was it so far?
Well, very good, and I had the privilege, since serving as a member of parliament, to also visit New York and the other places within the diaspora, and I'm happy that to say that the diaspora is well informed as to what is happening in Guyana. They know directly where we are, and with technology and so on, information is easily being brought to their disposal, and they're not in a position where they only listen to one side, but they have that opportunity to listen to all the sides, and they make informed decisions. And I guess that is why we in the opposition, we are enjoying such a large support, if not the largest support, from the diaspora, and we enjoy that.
Well, you know, I believe on every program, if you were to, this would be one of the lead-in questions. Guyana, Mr. Aubrey, is considered the fastest growing economy in the world because of its recent new booming oil industry. As a result, there have been an explosion of activities, infrastructure sectors. How are Guyanese benefiting from this newfound wealth, in your opinion?
Well, let me say at the outset that we are happy that Guyana has discovered oil, but the major concern is that the wealth is not trickling down to the people of Guyana. There's a lot of infrastructure work, but the work is not part of a proper plan. There's one, two. There are high levels of corruption involved in the infrastructure work. But the most concerning to us is that the government's budget and allocation of resources, clearly it is not aimed at putting money in the hands of the people of Guyana. It is putting money in the hands of an elite, friends and favorites of the regime. Our view is that more needs to be done in terms of human resource development. We need to see more programs in which the resources are going to the people. We are talking at present about a people-centered development strategy. In that strategy, our aim is to ensure we improve the quality of life of the people of Guyana. Now, we are concerned that the quality of life of the people is not being improved. We recommend, for instance, that the minimum wage should go to 150,000 Guyana dollars, and we also advocate for what we call a minimum livable income. That is, doing a survey, find out what Guyanese people need to live on, and then gradually put the wages and salary there so that they have what is needed to ensure they can not only survive but live a quality life. It is in that context also that we recommend that the tax threshold be moved to 150,000 Guyana dollars, so that the average poor person doesn't have to pay income tax on the little earnings that they have. So our concern is that, yes, there is money, but there isn't the focus on the people. All around Guyana, you're hearing about the high cost of living. We are aware that ExxonMobil has come to Guyana. With that, there are new people, there are new investments, and that will put pressure on Guyana. We thought that a sensible government would have invested more in agriculture, because what is happening at present is all the prices for agricultural products are going up. And if you don't increase production, we recommend that we extend agricultural development to the hinterland areas. Guyana has large hinterland regions that don't have significant agriculture. Region 1, which is the northwest region, 7, which is the Upper Mazaruni Bartica area region 8, Maggi region 9, Letem Rupununi region 10, which includes the Upper Demerara, Burbish River and Linden. Now, if you put agricultural development in those areas and they are producing their own food, you will increase the production in the society. That will redound to the benefit of the people because it will help to bring down the prices. And at the same time, it will create employment. The government seems focused on infrastructure, building bridges, roads, even though they are necessary. The critical task in Guyana now is to improve the human resource, to bring down the cost of living, to reduce poverty, and ensure the people of Guyana have more resources to live on.
Okay, and on that note, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but do you think it's not too early to make such a criticism, because the infrastructure is pretty much important in any economy. In order to move the same food you're talking about, the agriculture, access to the hinterlands and other places, it is. But when you look at the construction, industry is booming, and every country, including Canada, when it comes to trickling down to the common man, infrastructure is one of the tools that the government use to get the economy moving again, and we have seen massive infrastructure. Now, that aside, they are also, when I listen and I've been watching the news, etc., the agro-industry, they pride themselves, this present government, and moving at a rapid speed of becoming, fast becoming the food basket of the region. We have people like Mia Motley, Trinidad and Tobago engaging in others. So when you talk that it's not happening, is it not happening in areas that you would like to see it, or it's not happening enough or fast enough?
Generally, it is not happening. I mention those areas, the hinterland, because these are areas that need development. The government on the one hand talks about climate change. If you know Guyana, the areas that a lot of these things are being done is the low coastal plain. What I'm suggesting is that we need to, in developing our plans, to shift to the highlands. Those regions that I mentioned are highlands. Now, there is no significant increase in agricultural production, even in the extant area. And it is because of the lack of that increase in agricultural production, while there's an influx of investment, people, so the prices are going up. Now, if you are a serious government, what you will do is to look to see the areas that you can bring down the cost of living. And one of the significant ways is to expand agriculture way beyond the coast. And I'm advocating for that. Also, if you talk infrastructure, and you want to develop Guyana, you cannot continue to focus a large percentage of the infrastructure on the coast. And there are cases where the government is doing over roads that were done in their stronghold. Now, if you, for instance, let me give a practical example. If you do the road work to link Region 10 and 7, 8, and 9, which will be the road to Letem, right away you're going to open new lands for housing. Mm-hmm. You're going to open new lands for business. You're going to create employment. Additionally, you will contribute to the bringing down of the cost of living. So the focus of the infrastructural development, in my opinion, is wrong. And even on the coast, where there is considerable infrastructural development, it is so unplanned that you had congestion on the east bank. You build a road on the inside, but that road goes into what is Sheriff Street. And all you would have done, rather than solve the transportation problem, is shift some of the problems from the front of the East Bank to the back of the East Bank. And so in the center of Georgetown now, there is a lot of congestion. Proper planning would have said that infrastructure development would have seen a road coming from Suzdike way up to Mahaika, Maikoni area, which would have meant that a lot of people who want to come in don't have to come into Georgetown. And you would have also opened new lands on the coast, which could be used for agriculture, etc. So it is not that the attempt is ill-focused. It is not done in a way with the aim of resolving the problems in Guyana. And I believe infrastructural development, any development must be focused on solving the problems of Guyana. It is one thing to put up buildings, but if your infrastructure isn't structured to solve the problems. I give you a practical example. The government says they are building 5 specialty hospitals. The problem is not specialty hospitals. The problem is the absence of basic health care. So what one needs to do is to put the resources into building up your capacity in the healthcare sector, improving the hospital, training the personnel. Right now, nurses are leaving Guyana at a fast rate because of low wages, etc. One would have thought that they would have paid the nurses better so that they would stay in Guyana, and that the existing hospitals, you improve them, you ensure they have the human resources needed, you ensure that they have the drugs, etc. in place, but you move in towards building new hospitals without the necessary human resources. And so though it is infrastructure development and it will create short-time jobs, it will not solve the problem of our people accessing proper primary health care. And those are the concerns I have.
Okay, on that we'd like to come back, but I would like to give Mr. Ganesha an opportunity. Being Shadow Minister of Local Government and Regional Development, what's your thought on the development, as Mr. Aubrey explained?
Well, I think we could have spent some more time. I know if Mr. Norton, our leader, had the opportunity, he would have gone on, and I would have sat here and agreed completely, because what he's saying is the absolute truth. The focus of this government has not been to improve the lives of the ordinary Guyanese, and that is the fundamental problem. And when we talk about infrastructure, for example, billions of dollars are, yes, being spent on roads, but then when you look at the damage that is being done to already existing infrastructure, to complete another piece of infrastructure, it's another set of billions of dollars have gone to waste. When the leader speaks about no plan, one would have expected that when you are going into this building of highways and so on, you would have at least mapped out how these materials are to be transported, where they're going to use and so on, as opposed to using roads that you already built and you're destroying that. In my country, if $1 billion is spent to build a road, the part of the equation that they're not telling you is that $500 million in infrastructure that was existing and proper were destroyed. So they have to go and spend an additional set of money to fix back what they destroyed. So there is no planning in their operation, and it's costing the people. But, you know, bigger than that is the art of corruption that this breeds, because it's about friends, families, and favorites. I tell you this, the first time Guyana understood what is a reinforced concrete bridge across a trench to cross, probably $14-15 million worth, was under the APNU AFC. What the PPP used to do to those infrastructure, they would continuously invest in timber bridges. And these timber bridge, they got, when they deteriorate at a fast rate, is another friend getting the contract. But when we took office in 2015 to 2020, our focus was to build reinforced concrete bridges that give you a long lifespan and you can move to other areas. But the People's Progressive Party focus is more about ensuring that the people who are within their cabal, within their friends, families, and favorite circle, continue to get contracts, continue to get the taxpayers' money, enriching themselves, enriching their friends, enriching their families, and enriching their favorites. And that is a fundamental problem in our country. When you look at local government across the regions, regions 1 to 10, we have decentralized education, agriculture, public works, and health. Those programs are decentralized. When you go into these regions and you look at the school, the environment, it's not conducive for learning. Teachers are crying out. I haven't dealt with their wages and salaries, that they can't seem to deal with the heavy cost of living and all the burdens of expenses as yet. But the environment in which they function is not conducive to learning. A number of schools were not even opened when the official date for school reopening happened, because the schools are not proper in terms of their infrastructure. The hospital in Region 3, in Region 1, in Region 10, the people are crying out of the basic services they are not being able to get. The Ministry of the Ministry of Health in Guyana has about four ministers. Dr. Frank Anthony is the substantive minister. Dr. Barry Ramsaran served as a minister before, and he's there as advisor. Dr. Leslie Ramsamy served as a minister before. He's there again as an advisor. And you have Vishwa Mahadeo. He's another doctor there. He's the Director General for Health Services. First time in this country, at least in my lifetime, we have four people who have served in policy-making decisions at one ministry, and it is a complete failure, the health sector in this country right now. Complete failure. And I can go down to agriculture and talk about corruption there too. The National Drainage and Irrigation Authority, they wait until the rainy season to say that, you know what, we have emergency work to do, we got to go dig this canal, we got to dig this trench, emergency. This is the dry season, you don't see that happening, but when the May-June rain comes into play, in the month of May, you're going to see large sums of monies going out towards contracts to dredge different canals and drains. The Pomeroon River, they gave out a $640 something million to dredge the Pomeroon River, and it is moving at snail's pace. And another thing too, when you see these contracts are awarded, I haven't touched on the tender board and how that operates either, because the tender board is a whole different story in our country in terms of the awarding of contracts. But when you see these contracts are awarded at one sum, and they have one bill of quantity to go with that sum, and that contractor won that contract, the government, they go and they find reasons to alter the bill of quantities. So if you were supposed to do six of this, and you bid for it, and you got it at $6, they will now, they give it to their friend there for $6, but they will now go and change that bill of quantities. They will then play around what you call variation in contract, add more work to the bill of quantity, and increase the sum that went through the competitive bidding process. And that is one way of how they play around and trick the system to the point where it is basically corruption in the awarding of contracts in the country. So when we speak about selective way and means of getting their friends, their families, and their favorites to benefit, the devil is always in the details. And people who understand the structure, understand the system, they are the ones who will understand directly what I am saying. But you can even articulate it better by looking at the composition of the tender boards. When we served in government, every region had two representatives from the People's Progressive Party government on the tender board. That is a way of having checks and balances. So the tender board's composition is five members. In our government, three were from the APNU-AFC and two from the PPP. I can tell you comfortably here that in region number one, the coalition has no representative on the tender board, because the People's Progressive Party, the manner in which they selected the tender board members is not uniform across all the regions. In region 2, the same exists. Region 3, the same. Region 4, we have one representative, and that's because we won that region. So our regional democratic council stood up and said that we need a space there. But what we were supposed to do is to follow the procurement laws of the country.
That law
specifies that the tender board ought to consist of five members. Of those five, two of them must be nominees from the Regional Democratic Council or the Regional Administration. The Regional Administration is managed by an elected Regional Democratic Council. And that council at their meeting is supposed to nominate the two people that they believe is competent or are competent enough to sit and represent their interests on the tender board. That did not happen in regions 4, 7, and 10. Those are the regions that were